Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 326 of She Podcasts. I am your host, Jessica Kupferman. I am your co-host. My other co-host here is the lovely Elsie Escobar. Missing today is our producer, John Domingo. We will have to go on without him, as hard as it may be. So... So what's up? How's everyone doing? Yep, we're gonna fix it in post. That's exactly right, Carrie. Thank you. We have a live audience on Facebook.
Yes, we do.
And hello to all of you who are watching it live. If you're not watching it live, then that must mean that you are listening to it later after it has come out.
That's right. So, and just for as a quick FYI, usually we stream from our Facebook page over at SheePodcast at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and also YouTube. Although the YouTube thing, I did not quite figure out which account it was going to. So I'm a little like, whoa. So I kind of did not do it that way. Too many questions.
Yeah. So do you want a She Podcast Live update real quick or?
Sure. Let's do it.
Do you want a personal update or an event update or both?
We can do whatever you want, dude. Go for it.
Okay. Well, here's the personal update. I'll start with that and we'll see how it goes. Okay.
Okay.
So the personal update is that in 2019, when we were doing this event, there was no question that it was happening. Like in anyone's mind, there was no shred of doubt. You either signed up and you came or you didn't. There was no double thinking it. There was no, is it safe? There was nothing other than come or don't come.
Right.
This year, however, even though we've been, you know, relatively sure that it's going to happen regardless, I mean, especially after there was a vaccine.
Right.
I've been planning it the whole time with this like question in my head, in the attendees' heads, in the sponsors' heads. And it has made it very challenging only because I woke up this morning and realized it's 8 weeks away. It is 8 weeks away.
I know. We're all like, oh. Yes,
I don't
it is.
Know it's... what happened to the summer. I don't know why it went so fast.
Yeah.
I'm not sure like where the time went, but all of a sudden it's 8 weeks away. And now I'm having like heart palpitations as far as like, things that, I mean, not even, you know, little details that need to get done. Like this person wants to have a suite and this person wants to, you know, make sure they have a party and this person wants to see if we have a double booth so they can fit their thing. And, you know, it's a lot of small details, which have coincided with summer vacations and coincided with, you know, whatever else. I am in full on, I don't want to say panic mode, but let's just say hustle mode. Yeah. I don't feel like there are enough hours in the day to answer emails. I don't feel like there are enough hours in the day to write all the emails that I want to send or anything like that. So with that said, let's talk about how things are going. So we have almost finalized a major keynote. We have a couple other pretty major keynotes that are already finalized that we haven't announced yet. We have a bunch of sponsors that are still signing on. We have tickets that are on sale. We are doing a price increase at the end of the month. So if you haven't purchased your ticket yet, please do so. SheePodcast.com/register or SheePodcast.com/live. This is fine too. It will take you right there. I also wanted to have, you know, 2022 planned at 2021 and how this, I mean, it's not like it hasn't happened or anything. Like we have a bunch of proposals, but like, I don't have time to go see the boat. Like, when's that going to happen?
Right. When are you going to make the, yeah, absolutely. I hear
you. I'm panicked.
And it's so up in, yeah, it's, I don't even know. Yeah. There's too many logistics that need to happen that are very unusual. It's sort of like even just the general question of attending something and asking, is it safe? Like that's such a bizarre Like, that's a never before asked question. Like, if you're attending a conference, unless it's
never, I've only done it one time, but there's never been even a whiff of hesitancy.
Right.
And now it stinks of hesitancy everywhere. Yep. It stinks. Right. So Cheryl says there's been so much change for in-person. Don't put that pressure on yourself for 2022. I mean, fair enough. I'm not trying to have it be, you know, the royal wedding or anything.
Right.
We are scaling things to meet the audience needs, and we're ramping up things to still make it like a more event, like what Elsie and I pictured originally. And, you know, like I've talked about this before, but like having it in an urban, you know, in like the middle of a city was a little bit, I don't want to say depressing, but I never got to see the outside. And so there's a lot that will be upgraded simply by having this venue and having a little bit of a staff. So you guys will all see a difference. Also, we've had a chance to grab speakers that we couldn't have the first time around. All of our speakers are like overwhelmingly enthusiastic about coming. And I just wanted to say something else, right? Because I know there's this hesitancy and stuff like that. And I got really peeved this morning because USA Today had an article about, here's the headline, right? Yeah. Is it safe to travel? Some may be better off canceling plans during the COVID surge, experts say. Right. So then immediately you think, oh, shit, well, I can't go. But read on. And it still says, if you are unvaccinated or susceptible to severe illness, postpone. If you're vaccinated, no problem.
Right.
If you're fully vaccinated, it poses a slight risk. But if you're not, now's a good time. So, but the clickbait, if you are reading headlines, makes you think like, oh, shit, everything's terrible and I can't travel. But it's not actually true. The CDC has not changed their recommendations on what you can do if you're vaccinated. The only thing is that you should have a mask on inside and at high areas of transmission. That's right. It. It's the same otherwise that it was like 2 months ago when everyone was, you know, when everyone was like super excited and had no hesitancy. There was no smell of hesitancy. Yeah. So I would encourage you guys to look at the CDC recommendations. They have not changed. They're not changing anytime soon, as far as I can tell. And please be vaccinated. And if you have symptoms, just stay home, because there are possible breakthrough cases. But so far, I mean, I just read something from Sanjay Gupta the other day. It said 99.9% of people that take the vaccine, it's working. It's doing what it's supposed to do.
Like, can I, on that note, can I do an ad that's not really a sponsored ad? Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think this is going to become even better. But anyway, okay, I'm going to do a screen share here. So I just bought these new masks, right? So they are like, the website is called G95.com. And I got this bio shield and I got a bio gator. And so they have this, like, it's sort of like, it's a really cool, it's a one of a kind particulate filtration protection is built in. And they have these tests that are filtered to, you know, for to get 99% of all airborne contaminants. Anyway, it is super cool and hip. And I love the picture of the, look at how gorgeous this woman looks. She's like, she looks so beautiful that I really just bought it because
related.
I got the BioGator because it's like a fleece BioGator. And I know that you would never in a million years, but also look at how cute this man is.
Oh,
this man with the BioGator.
Very cute, but wow.
Look at this BioGator. No, I'm just kidding. But like, look at how beautiful this woman looks.
They're all beautiful, but a fleece gator. I mean, like just having it on in the airport, a cotton one that breathes. My face broke out. I was soaking wet. It was terrible.
I know. I get it. That's why I also got the bio shield.
What?
The models are selling it. Ladies, yeah, there's been so much change in person. Now look at how beautiful. Look at this. I bought it because they're so gorgeous.
They do look very nifty, easy to put on, etc. I mean, yeah, put the link in the show notes if you guys want to see what she's talking about. Bio gator. I don't know if I believe the whole thing filtration.
Right.
Because like my hairdresser says the same thing. She's got some kind of air purifier and it's supposed to kill like 90% of COVID germs like in the air.
Right.
But that's not like if I'm over there and the thing's over there, like how? What? What
I don't know.
That makes sense.
But I fell for all of the marketing. I fell for the beautiful models, I fell for how nifty 99%, whatever that is, L filtration. And so I'm like, I am ready. I'm going to be like super amazing like these people. And I'm going to look super cute with my thing, even though it's so lame because I was like, oh, black. I didn't want to buy black. Blah. But I got the black
one. Yeah, but black is good because it makes you look like a spy. I think it's fun.
But there's cuter masks and stuff, but it's just that they're cute.
Yeah,
they're not like, you know, serious.
I have a lot of cute ones, actually. I have some sequined ones. I have one that I printed out that was someone else's face on top of my face. And she's got like a big nose and big lips. It's really funny.
Look at that, Rafi. We are so excited that you are with this thing. And now that you're like, look at you, podcasting industry full time. I'm serious. This is like possibly, actually, I'm not even going to say
this
is
exciting.
Like, I do feel very, very strongly like in my head, if I could dream into what I want She Podcast Live to be in the future as well, in addition to having the experience be the thing and having a place for us to really have the conversations we want to have and like just having it be a completely different feel from other conferences. I don't think I've ever told you this, Jess, or maybe I have. I want there to be like high level influencer, like executive meetings. Like I want the big companies with like that are being led by women or non-binary to have their meetings at She Podcast Live, like in a private room, you know, like they'll set up that day and like, you know where we need to do this here. We can let's all meet here because the environment there is different than in other places. And it feels like more down to earth and more of a place to really connect and really, you know, really dismantle the way things have been done and do it in a completely new way, in a place that feels safe and expansive and much more led by the feminine and by.
So do you think that the influencers, like, would we have to have them like apply?
No, I'm not talking about influence. I'm talking about like, you know, all of the folks that are already CEOs of their companies that they just want to come in and have a meeting.
Oh,
like in the same way that
influencers.
No. Like, you know how Apple has, you know, usually they used to have those meetups over at Podcast Movement.
Meeting at Podcast Movement. Yeah.
Yeah. Where nobody was invited. You didn't even know it was like all secret. Like I want that. But for us, this is where all the women, non-binary, like people who are like executive levels are having their meetings there because it's a safe space. We don't have people like trying to do things in the other way. Like this is a place where they feel like we can recharge, we can redo things like that. Decision makers.
We could do like a summit of the CEOs.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like Jenna Weiss Berman and Lori Sims and you
yeah,
know,
like and then have established like just have the framework for them. It's have the framework for them to attend and then let them do their thing. Like we don't have to like they can have their meetings, but they can have that. We can have access to all of this decision makers there. And it's going to be in this place that is more led from the feminine side of things versus like industry executive, like the way that business has always been run. That's what I envision.
You know, what would be great also is like since the Podcast Movement, they're talking about X, Y, and Z. It would also be great if our industry could get together at our conference and talk about their diversity and inclusion efforts.
Yeah, totally.
I think Stephanie Scher from Spotify should lead that because.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be amazing. I would love to get that together. I wonder if we can get that together for 2022.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a great idea.
It's awesome because I feel that it doesn't have the pressure to have to. This is the other thing too. As we've been reading about women in leadership positions and executive coaching or executive coaches and what that is and how to be a good leader, a good executive, a good manager. Like there are a lot of established ways of working that is a model, a capitalistic patriarchal type of model. And then you just subscribe to the way that you do those things, but you never question doing it differently. And I think doing it at an event like this would be an opportunity for you to think like, no, I don't have to bring my suit. No, I don't have to be afraid of what people are going to say of when I'm saying it. No, we can have a place where we can have very in-depth, multi-layered discussion. And we do it in a way that is respectful and we listen and it's connected and you have access to the real people that are really doing the work out there. And and the sense of like, no hierarchy and being able to go in there and really have conversations that need to be had that maybe at times as an executive leader, sometimes you feel like you have to do these things because you have to meet expectations of what a CEO is. Like you were talking about that, Jess. Like, what do I wear? I feel like I shouldn't be wearing this outfit. Like who said? Like, can't we just be powerful women doing our thing without having to have all of this other external pressure around it?
So it's funny because my two friends that were there, Holly was very intent on making sure I looked like a fly CEO, and Jen was very intent on making sure that I felt like me.
You don't have
to wear this or that. You can define what a CEO is. You don't have to do what Holly says. And then Holly was like, no SpongeBob underpants. Like she.
I mean, there's a difference between what a CEO is supposed to be and just knowing basic stuff that you don't want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you, like, I don't know. I'm thinking, like I don't want to go to the grocery store in my pajamas. Like,
yeah. Holly was like, you're going to be the girl with amazing accessories because she was like, just dress plain and then put all the amazing accessories on. And then I was like on a mission to find amazing accessories, which like it was a little late for me to do that, like for PM. But like if you go on Etsy, there are amazing accessories everywhere you look. So I might have to figure that out a little bit. But she also went on a store and bought me every single thing in my size, like a huge box of like 16 pieces came. And she's like, don't try anything on without me. She'll be here tonight. She's going to help me.
Oh, that's so great.
This week. So yeah, I agree, Rafe. Comfortable clothes. That's
please,
the idea.
Absolutely. 100%.
Agree.
I think we can pick and choose when we want to be uncomfortable. But here's the other thing, Jess. There's, again, something really powerful about dressing for myself versus dressing for the other people, right? Like, I feel really happy to choose, like, outfits because I'm now also thinking about, like, what am I going to wear? And what does that say? But I'm doing it for me primarily. Yeah. Like, this is the first time that I get an opportunity to be, like, I'm choosing what I want to put out in the world for myself and for the folks that I serve versus I got to look a certain way because it's got to fit this mold, right? I don't feel that at all. So
a lot of the dresses that I wore at Podcast Movement, I wore because I felt cute and comfortable in them and for no other reason. And it was liberating. Yeah. And you can tell by my face because I look happy in every picture, which is rare.
Yeah, totally. You
know? Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah. So that's a really good point. It's true. You can wear whatever you want. You can be comfortable. We are having a pajama party. Bonnie's already been shopping too.
Oh my God. Well, y'all, we're going to have, maybe we should give a shout out to our social media team. And then we should just be like, hey, can you start sharing your outfits for She Podcast Live? And we'll put it up. We'll put them up on our Instagram page.
If you want to share what you're wearing, send it to feedback@shepodcast.com.
That's right. I need silk.
You don't need silk pajamas. A very soft Vera Wang from Kohl's will do nicely. They have the best pajamas at Kohl's. No silk necessary. And also I'm wearing silk right now and it doesn't breathe, just so you know.
What?
It's like a giant, I'm wearing like a, Scott calls it a bedspread. Look.
Look at this. It's gorgeous. I love it. It's beautiful.
I thought it was gorgeous too, but he's like, that's a bedspread. Why are you wearing that?
No, it's not a bedspread. And new cardigans are amazing. And Cheryl's been shopping for PJs and maybe satin. Yes. And then this versus that helped to choose. See, this would be real amazing. Like I would love it. We should totally do that.
We should.
We should reach out to the team.
Yeah. Breathable. That's exactly
absolutely
right.
There's like nothing better than breathable fabric. Thank you so much.
Anyway, okay.
Anyway,
so on
buy your
show,
ticket.
Right? So, yeah,
share your outfits.
She Podcast Live, shepodcast.com/register/live if you want to see some more, you know, about the event, the venue, and things like that.
Yay. All right.
Moving
so, are
right
we
along.
Moving on? Should we do some news or
do the news?
Okay. So, here we go. Let me see.
The news you can use.
For the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
Yay, look at me being fancy. Okay.
You are fancy. All right.
I am fancy. So, do you want to talk about the Sarah Silverman thing or the why podcasting won't be anything?
I do, but do you think we should do this first or no?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So before we get into the news, our podcast today is sponsored by Amazon Music. Amazon Music has created a space to support podcast creators. They've built a huge community of content innovators. You can be a part of it. It is free. Podcasters.amazon.com. And as they would say, let's get your story out there. So all you have to do is submit your podcast RSS feed. They have an online submission form. And then once it's in there, you can do, it'll take 24 hours for your show to be listed in Amazon Music. But, you know, you people who don't listen to Spotify and hate Apple or whatever, like you can just send them right to Amazon. There's lots of people that I know that use Amazon Music and nothing else. So this is a great way to get your podcast in front of those people. It's super easy. I think Elsie.
Yeah, they're seeing it right now. And okay, like yeah. All the show notes are there. And also look at this cool thing. So, you can share it, but look at what it has. It has like, you can share the podcast episode, right? And you can put it directly into Instagram stories. And I love that. And you'll see, I created this a while ago. And you'll see Jess kind of text me while I'm finding this stuff in there. But it's really cool. It's super easy to be able to share it in there, have it in there. And see, there's Jess. La la. But it is such a great, I really loved it to be able to share directly from there. If you don't have that, you need to go ahead and take it and put your show in there. It's you can see all of the information, Amazon Music to podcasters.amazon.com. It's yet another place where you can share your stuff. I think next time I'm going to take a video of the iPad app too. Cause what you guys just saw was the iPhone and whatnot, but I didn't know that you could share it to Instagram stories, which that's news to me.
You know what else is kind of cool? You can say, Alexa, play the podcast She Podcasts, and it comes right up, and then you can hit next. You can say, Alexa, play the latest episode of that podcast. Alexa, fast forward, rewind. Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. And also, I mean, just so you know, like you're just submitting the feed you already have in your host. It's not hosting it. Nothing else is being changed. You just are adding it just like you would Apple or Stitcher or anywhere else. So
it's pretty
exciting. So woo-hoo. podcasters.amazon.com. Don't forget, or you can see our show notes for that direct link.
I love it.
Now,
all right. Okie doke.
Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
Talks about something very important. Okay.
Did you get an opportunity to see the video, Jess?
I am seeing the video.
Oh my God.
But what I
just right now, you haven't seen it before?
Yes. I didn't because I just looked at the show notes this
morning. Oh my God, Jessica, how could you not see this video? Okay, we're going to have to play the video.
I like how she goes, "Hi, I'm Sarah Silverman, actor, comedian, and creator of the hit Broadway show Hamilton."
I know. Well, this is what I'm saying. The entire thing is hilarious because she puts all this stuff in.
Well, should we play the audio or something?
Well, I don't even know if we
it's
can.
Only 2 minutes.
Yeah, can you do it? Can. I mean, I guess, but I just don't know. If
how do we do it in
if media? They'll be able to hear it is a thing. Should we test it out? Let me hold on. I will do it because I have
I could do it on my phone and put it into my mic.
Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. We could have tested this before.
Well, did you just want to talk about it or did you want to?
Well, it's the funniest. If you haven't seen it, you can't talk about it. So hold on.
But I thought the point was to see.
Can you hear that
on the show? Otherwise, why would you do a video?
Anyway, maybe we should hold just on. Talk about it. I'm sorry.
Hold on. How come you try, but when I try, nobody listens? Just hold on.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that. I have
congrats, Bonnie. I'm so glad your podcasts are on Alexa. We love it.
Okay,
I could
ready.
Have done that too, you know. Okay.
The country is facing a crisis. If you've been online, you understand how dire the situation has become. And if we don't take action right now, it may be too late. Hi. I'm Sarah Silverman, actor, comedian, and creator of the hit Broadway show Hamilton. And I'm here to tell you that it's time to put a stop to this plague that affects every single one of us. Podcasts. Experts estimate that 8 out of every 10 Americans currently hosts a podcast. And the other 2 are talking about starting one together. Fact. If you listen to every podcast back to back, it would take 11 million years. And now there's hope with Pod Squad. This incredible organization sends representatives like me to the homes of would-be podcasters to intervene with empathy and care.
Today, we wade into the gazpacho debate. Is it a soup?
No! Nobody wants this! Clean up my mess!
But my listeners, why?
Oh, thank God. We never let our empathy and care get in the way of stopping these delusional people in their tracks.
Can you guess what kind of ball this is? That's right, a classic Spalding.
No! With our detailed rehabilitation program, people learn how to be content without making content.
That's so great.
And that led to me.
Are you tired of going to the post office? Well, now there's a better way with stamps.com. Lucy, we talked about this. With promo code Lucy, you can get 10% off your first.
Oh, my. Sarah just slapped her right in the face.
All I'm saying is that
we're all sitting around. I don't know if you want to hear the whole thing or what.
That was a genius. Y'all, we're going to put a link in the show notes for this because it is a genius thing. She was so good. She nailed all the things. And of course, at the end, she's like, and subscribe to my podcast. So that like really drove it home. Look at Rachel Luna's here, dude.
Luna!
Yay!
How are you?
That whole thing is so amazing and funny. Did you freeze? No. What are you doing, dude?
No, I'm right here. I'm back. Sorry.
Okay. You're looking very serious. I love you too. We love you too, Rachel.
Love you, Luna.
I just saw some pictures of you doing your speaking thing and your dress and your hair and the
fancy.
Pink. Oh, so cute.
So, did you put that up there because you want to discourage people from talking about the Spalding ball?
What? What are you talking about?
The guy with his podcast about the but he was like, see, guess which ball this is? And then he started like bouncing it.
Hey, listen, I put it on there because she nailed all the things about podcasting. I mean, it's just like an intervention. And it's so funny that she called it the Pod Squad, that it's just going to stop people from making more podcasts. And I think my favorite line was that, like, be content without making content. It's like,
yeah.
You don't really have to get behind the mic, dude. You don't have to get behind the mic.
But that goes against everything we stand for.
Well, no, it's not that. Well, but the whole point is that everything she's saying is true. And at the same time, at the end, she's like, and come listen to my podcast. Because it's never going to stop. Yeah. It's just going to keep on going. But she just makes fun of so many different things. In fact, even the end of it, because it's so dogmatic and scary. And then at the end, it says something like Scientology.org, where it's like she just wraps so many jokes in it. It's insane. Thank you for our background, Jenny. I know I have this background on my account. Jess doesn't have it on her. So,
yeah.
Anyway, now moving on from something hilarious, though. To something that's not particularly hilarious. Well, actually, no, it actually pissed me off.
I mean, I think it's hilarious, but whatever.
Well, maybe you can think it's hilarious. But it's this article on Adage, and it said, why podcasting...
Ad age. Capitalize. This is proof that you don't pay attention to capital letters. It's ad age because the A's are capitalized.
Okay.
Adage is like a story. I mean, it's supposed to be a pun because adage is like a story.
So this is an opinion piece, my friends. It's an opinion piece. It's not like it's anything that hasn't been said before, but it is kind of annoying to me. It is called Why Podcasting Won't Be Anything More Than a Niche Ad Vertical Opinion. And
I mean, a lot of this stuff hasn't really been said before. Like, I've not seen a lot of articles that say that podcasts are not good for advertising.
Well, here's the thing though, Jess. This is the part that really kind of pissed me off because this right here, it says most people can't podcast and multitask. But then check this out. If people could work and listen to podcasts simultaneously as they do with music, podcasting would be a better chance.
It would have a
better chance.
Yeah.
You can listen to podcasts while folding laundry, ironing, cooking, and commuting. But we're all doing less of that as we work mostly from home.
Right. Hilarious, considering I just did research yesterday and it found that podcasting is up like 39% in the last year.
Right. But the other thing is, like, look at this, dude, I'm doing right now and all day at work. This is what I'm saying. Exactly what Jenny said. Just because we're working from home, it doesn't automatically say that we're not doing all the rest of the stuff we have to do. It's still the same.
But I'm just saying,
it's still the same.
He could not have possibly done any research, because if he had even Googled podcasting during COVID, he would see everyone is listening more, especially women.
Exactly. And so there, that's what I'm saying. It is a completely bizarro point of view that is totally not based on anything that has anything to do. Yeah. And then he says something like, podcasting is more news than entertainment.
Yeah, what? How many podcasts have you seen?
It's like, I don't even know what he's saying. He's going, there's no doubt that entertainment is going through a revolution as video viewing migrates from cable and movie theaters to streaming. That's why Netflix is gunning for Oscars, blah, 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 blah. We're now binging series on our phones instead of waiting a week to watch the next episode. But is podcasting part of this entertainment revolution? Even though podcast listening includes entertainment news, including gossip and music, it is more of a news distribution channel. Since when?
Who let this guy out of his cage?
Honestly, this is what I'm saying.
He's a moron.
I don't even understand. Like,
you're a jackhole. What?
Yeah.
This guy is the first article he's ever written on Ad Age, and it's completely bullshit. I should write them a letter.
I don't understand, like, all of the things that he was talking about. It makes absolutely no sense. And then he says, in line with what's his name with the keynote, though audio is having its moment, podcasting is still web 1.0.
Oh, he's up Mark Cuban's ass.
That's right.
Oh.
So I don't understand all this stuff, because I think he missed the entire boat. He missed the entire boat. Like, he literally, I don't even understand what he's talking about here. Who is this person?
He is the CMO of Zoomd, Z-O-O-M-D, a mobile user acquisition and site search platform for publishers.
And so this is what he says there. He says, I listen to several podcasts every week, including the Prof G Show with Scott Galloway and Marketplace, as well as local Israeli podcasts, including Earcatcher, Geffen, and Geekonomy. So I'm a believer in podcasting, but the numbers just aren't there. Whether it's the number of listeners, ad dollars, listener growth to enable podcasting to go beyond niche. And I just want to punch him in the face.
I just,
because he's looking
done
at this from a completely dumb perspective. You know what I mean? I just don't think he understands the entire industry whatsoever.
He's saying that podcast is not part of an entertainment revolution because the New York Times revenue has increased since 2016, but the revenue is still down 30%. What? So that's just got something to do with podcasting?
That's what I'm talking about. He is not, again, he's looking at that 1% that we often, that you actually champion even more now than I do. When that's, I bring these news out, and then you're like, that doesn't have anything to do with us.
That
exactly.
Makes no this, friggin' sense.
It doesn't. Yeah. None, so apparently $1.1 billion is a small amount of money, says Carrie.
Let's be clear. So. This article is horseshit. The end. Feel free to read it on our
it is in the show notes. But again, I think that what he's writing this about was to people who are investors
people that read Ad Age are people in agencies. I mean, he's basically trying to, I guess, put off people who are media buyers, people who buy media on all kinds of channels. That's who he's talking to. Because Ad Age, I read Ad Age, you know, because I want to know if, you know, the state of things. There's people who are, I mean, it's like a lot of CMOs, stuff like that. CEOs read it, whatever. What a numbnuts. Anyway.
Yeah, total numbnuts. Yes, correct. Anyway, right, that is the stupid, along. That's the stupid thing. So do you want to have, we're going to wrap it up here with maybe one thing. Let's talk about one thing out of everything.
How about the tooltip?
Okay, which one? Because we have two.
I mean,
we have three, because there's three tooltips. I just don't know which one you want to talk about.
Let's talk about Facebook admin, because it's relevant, and then we can do the other. Feedly will last forever.
Feedly will last forever. Okay, so here we go.
Elsie's tooltips.
We're going to talk about today about the Facebook admin tools for groups. And we're not talking about it from the perspective of like letting you know about some of them, but more from the perspective of what they actually feel like as somebody who is running a group and is using them. So Jess, I'll let you take over for for just a little bit so that you can share.
Okay. Oh, you want me to share my screen too or no?
No, you don't have to share your screen so that you can share your opinion.
Okay. So my opinion at first was that, I mean, and it's still majority that the admin tools that they've been giving Facebook groups are pretty, pretty, pretty useful. Just to go into some of them a little bit, Facebook has now given you the opportunity to sort of set up your group so that X, Y, and Z can or can't get through. For example, you can decline posts if the person has only had a Facebook account for X amount of days, if it has certain keywords, if the person's been reported 3 or more times in the past month, if they violated any group rules, and if they've reshared content from outside the group. Let's see if there's any more.
Sometimes words are a thing. Yeah. So that's been really helpful. If like
but also
there's
if
certain
it has photos and videos, like we don't have to allow any photos or videos if we don't want to.
Yeah. So there are a lot of really helpful things that are set up there. And you can also, I think this was already there before, but like in terms of using, like seeing the behavior of some folks that are in there, being able to see how many times they've commented or like stuff like that, where it like sets parameters. And the other thing is that it automatically closes up comments if like a post goes a little crazy. And it continues to like rack up comments without your ability to go in there and moderate. It kind of automatically stops it after a specific amount of comments. So we've never had to really employ that, but I feel that that's a smart thing.
They're pretty smart. It cuts down a lot on member reporting,
which
I think is a good thing. The only thing is like the only problem is that like if Elsie and I give permission that you can't even type like I have permission from the admin, like we have moderators, and if the moderator doesn't know, I mean actually if it bypasses moderators and just gets declined, we have to ask them to repost the whole thing. So
And you can actually go in there, Jess, you can go into the declined post and approve it, but it takes an extra step to be able to see it. But where I have seen issues is exactly with that, where it's a perfectly reasonable post that somebody has put in there and it gets declined due to something that we didn't foresee. Like sometimes there's somebody will share a GIF.
It's an outside link. I don't think we allow those.
Yeah, we don't. But it's like sometimes people have shared a GIF, like a silly GIF where they're just sharing the GIF. But because that GIF has been reshared on Facebook, and we don't allow resharing of content out like from Facebook, then it automatically declines it regardless of what's happening in the content. So that's been a pain in the behind. I think that that's like probably the biggest thing that is for us where we get outreach when somebody's like, how come this was automatically declined? And I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, and it happens quite a bit, which is annoying, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, we're still working through like the ins and outs of it, but it's still better than letting spam go through and having everyone else police each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a much better solution. What do you think? Don't you think?
I do. I think that it cuts down on a lot of admin work that our people would have had to do. What I wish that it was easier is that I still have trouble navigating the UI to find the things. So like I told you, Jess, I said to you, oh, you know, when content is declined, it's still there because mistakes happen. Sometimes you do it out of, you know, you don't mean to do it or somebody changed or whatever. So when you go in there, it's still there and you can then approve it. The problem is that UI changes all the time. So because it was in a specific location that one time, it's just harder to find that content. And it takes me like 5 to 10 minutes trying to figure out what everything is, where everything is, how do I get access to it? And that becomes a pain. I'm not too keen on that.
No, I know. But I mean, I still think overall it's better than not having it.
Yes, and I do appreciate it. The other thing that they're going to be having soon there is that they're going to have questions. I think that's going to be rolled out, meaning like maybe you and I can go in there and answer questions where there's like a square that shows mm-hmm. up. And I think it's a written thing where people mm-hmm. can just ask questions and you can answer the questions in the group. And that's really what it is. It's a Q&A. And the other thing that I've seen is that now you can start to heart or like responses. Mm-hmm. So there's threaded group conversation and they're going to add it. You know, if somebody really likes a response or something, it's going to get a lot more like plus one or whatever. And it's going to move that up as a response that people need to pay attention to. The other thing that I forgot to follow up on, which I reported on when I went on the news last Thursday, is that now, since our podcast is on Facebook, on mm-hmm. our page, it showed up and I shared it to the group. So this is great. I shared it to my personal page and I shared it to the group directly from my phone. Although it's still, you can't see it on the website. You can't see it on the iPad. You can only see it on the phone. So I'm curious to see if anybody else has seen it, but it's kind of weird because I don't even know if it's there. Like I can't even check on my own post. So, but I have shared it in there, and I'm also really interested to know what the stats look like outside of that, like what the user agent stats look like inside of Libsyn, if it has mm-hmm. Facebook, like, and how many people are consuming it. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Okay. Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, all of a sudden I got really tired.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, I think that
we're done. I don't think we have anything else to share other than I got new earrings. They're very cute.
Wait,
Bonnie, I know you're my lover of the earrings that I wear all the time. They're very cute. I don't know if you can see them. Look at that.
They are very cute.
They're very pretty. They're yellow and they've got yellow beads in them.
They're super chic.
I love super my chic. New earrings. And I also got like some funky, weird stuff going on with my face. That's also exciting.
What?
So I'm trying to figure out. I got red crap on my face. I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it? Like all my cheeks right here. It's all over.
Not really, but.
It's totally.
Let me zoom in a little.
Is it itchy or what? Look, I'm trying. Yeah, it is kind of itchy. I keep itching it. And I'm trying to figure out if it's. I'm not sure what made this happen. It's happened in the past and I'm trying to figure out if it's like
stress.
I don't think it's stress. It's something I washed myself my face with.
Maybe.
And
I
remember
when I was working with you know who and like thinking. I kept getting breaking out into a rash like
yeah,
when I was
yeah.
at Podfest 2018 I was full rash or maybe it was 2019. I had like a full rash on my face from stress.
Yeah, it's I think that it has to do with I used that makeup remover thing that you turned me on to because I wore makeup, but I haven't. Yeah, the wipes, but they're pretty gentle, but still I used it twice in a row. Yeah. I don't know if that did anything. And then I also washed my face with just regular soap.
Okay.
I don't ever do that. So I don't know. But I think it's some kind of allergy because I haven't changed my diet. So I don't know. It can take up to 7 days for some allergic reactions to happen. So that was my next question. I don't know what made this happen. So I'm kind of very curious. I don't think I changed my diet too much, mm-hmm. but I'm not liking it. So, Bonnie says she cannot reuse any makeup remover wipes. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I don't remember reusing them.
What do you mean reusing them?
Is that what you're talking about? Reusing them?
No, I used them twice in a row. Like I used it one night and I wiped my face because I couldn't go wash my face. And then I used another one the next night. Not the same thing.
Okay.
So I think that I don't know what it is. So I'm trying to. Yeah, it's just in the front of my cheeks right here. Just got bumpies.
Okay. Aw, honey.
I know.
That stinks.
Yeah. So Bonnie says give yourself a patch test by applying the use. Oh, see if anything happens there. You think so? Okay. I mean, I can. I just feel like I need to have it on a private part, mm-hmm. super, or see an allergist. Oh, geez.
I didn't see an allergist. I went to a dermatologist and it was fine.
And they were like,
I mean, I did. She just gave me a little medicine to like manage it better.
Right.
So you can probably do that, I think.
Anyway, that's enough of the talking of the face and the earrings, but they're very cute. I'm super stoked.
The talking of the face.
The talking of the face and the earrings. Yeah. And then we can share. Y'all, you need to just send your outfits for She Podcast Live.
Yes.
The accessories, and we will be sharing all the things.
Yes. Feedback.
Oh my God, Claire, you're allergic to formaldehyde.
Yeah, you're supposed to have, if you buy clean makeup, that shouldn't be a problem. But okay. Yeah, it isn't a lot of stuff. Okay, let's wrap it up here. Thank you guys so much for listening to She Podcast today and for watching if you've watched it live. You can find us on social, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at She Podcast. You can also go to our website, shepodcast.com. And learn about all the cool stuff we do, especially She Podcast Live, which is coming up in October 2021. So please get your tickets. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona on the 14th through the 17th. Send us the outfits. If you're shopping for SPL, you can hashtag it SPL21. You can either post it on your own social or you can send it to us. We'll post it and help you decide what to bring, what to wear, what to do. I think that's it. So
I want to show you
my
baby.
What are you showing?
My girl, she doesn't
help me.
She doesn't want to come.
Is that May?
Yeah, it's May.
Put your pill. May, stop being a pill.
Yeah, she says, come and say hi. Everybody's coming here to see you.
Just say hi. It's two people.
Put your face up. It's only two people here. It's only Jess. Just say hi to Jess. Just say hi to Jess.
Hi.
She's
hi.
She's just putting her hand up because she's.
I swear.
That was amazing.
She's like, yeah, my little monkey.
That was amazing. Right. I loved it. That was exciting.
No, okay. No. Hey, stop it.
May. Oy vey. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Let's end this before it gets uglier.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. We will see you next time. I love you.
Mean it.
Bye.